Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about knowing the gift, specifically about knowing the gift of Jesus. And each weekday morning, we'll look at a different aspect of what that gift looks like in our life, how it's applied, how we ought to be using it, what the gift is designed for. Today we're going to focus in on the gift of energy, realizing that our power to do life, our power to share Jesus, our power to do the things that we ought to do, all comes through this gift of Jesus. Colossians 1, verse 29, Paul writes, To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works, which so powerfully works in me. Paul recognized that his work, his labor, he would describe it as his labor that is not in vain, because he's working for the Lord, not as if for people. He says he's able to do this even in his struggles, in the hardship, in hard work. He does so by the energy of Jesus, by his energy, which works so mightily within him. Elsewhere, Paul will write and say that he is not ashamed of the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. A word originally Greek is dynamo, or the root is dynamo. It's where we get the word dynamite. It's not just weak power. It's not just adequate power. It's an explosive power that accomplishes all that it's meant to accomplish. When we live life recognizing the gift of energy, it doesn't mean that there aren't times that we're tired. In fact, the Bible says even young people grow weary and tired. Now, that's a passage out of Isaiah that I used to really enjoy, the second part of those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength, will rise up on wings like eagles. And that's a powerful reminder of God lifting us, of his energy being supplied to us. But as the years have been added to my body and my mind and my life, and I become tired more often, I find great encouragement with the reminder that even youth grow weary and tired. It's a natural part of living in this world, in this human flesh body, in a place where sin and death reigns. And there are things that I simply can't do because I don't have the energy. There's things I probably shouldn't do because I don't have the energy. So I'm not talking about just going out and doing whatever because the gift of energy has been given to you by the power of God's Spirit, that I'll wake up tomorrow and say, hey, I'm going to run a New Year's Day marathon. Haven't trained, I don't need to. I've got the gift of energy. Probably a good way to reach an end of life. That's not the energy that he's talking about. He's talking about the energy for kingdom work, for obedient kingdom work, for responsive kingdom work, for doing that which God calls you to do, what he created in advance for you to do. And we live life with this gift of energy. That even when we're tired, even when we're weary, and God says, I need you, I want you, I call to you for a neighbor who needs encouragement. And sometimes we hear that, we sense that, God's Spirit reveals that, and we say, no thanks, I'm tired. Those are the things that the energy that God calls us to is the energy that He gives us. To make that phone call, to do the thing that we ought to be doing. And we live with this energy. It's the power of God at work within us. A power that overcomes our fears, our worries, our anxiety. Not in a sense that it always erases those things, but it walks us through those things. And in God's design and His desire, we share Jesus. We receive the gift of energy. We receive the gift of God at work in our life. And we in turn share it with others. And the gift of energy is a gift that keeps on giving. Oh, not of ourselves, but it keeps on giving Jesus. The source of the gift becomes the nature of the gift. And the nature of the gift draws us to doing in the power of God the things that He calls us to do. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be made right with You, in order to accomplish Your will and to do the things that You created in advance for us to do. That even in the hard work of life, we have an energy source that does not run dry, that's never depleted, that continues through all time. And so, God, today I pray that You would help us to live in Your, in Your energy, to live with an awareness of that energy at work in us. And Father, for those times where we just are weary, may we learn to wait upon You, to put our hope in You, that our strength will be renewed, that the energy that we need can be found. When we don't really want to go out and visit that person that's lonely, when we don't want to make that phone call, when we don't want to give of our time or our resources, may we know the gift of Jesus as an energy that motivates us, that equips us, that empowers us. Father, today, help us to live a life filled with the energy that comes from Jesus, made known by His Spirit through us. And as we know and as we share the gift of energy, may we lift up Jesus as its source, that as we lift up Him, may He draw many to Himself. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.